Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Dog singing and dancing, that's what you expect from the Good Day program. Also from the Warren Eckstein Pet Show, which is heard around the country on great radio stations every weekend. He has a fabulous podcast. You can get to it at Podcast One, The Pet Insider. For every animal lover, he's here to help you out. A couple of different and important stories, including the fellow that used his turban to save the drowning dog. And a couple, well, we always have Warren and what he's been posting and what his experiences are. America's number one pet expert, Warren Eckstein, up next here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to know if your child has lost interest in a project? It's actually pretty easy and one that most parents forget. Here's the developmental science of it.
Come on, we gotta go now. Come on, pull the car around. Come on, let's go.
In this day-to-day, gotta get the kid to soccer, dance, piano lessons, math tutoring, softball practice, many parents get so caught up in the routine, they forget to notice if the child is enjoying the activity. How do you know if a child has lost interest in a project, learning activity, or athletic skill? He or she stops talking about it. When they love something, you can't shut them up. When they hate something, you can't pry it out of them.
You gotta be ready to listen to your children, even if they have nothing to say.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Actions speak louder than words. If a child's actions and words don't match, that's a problem worth fixing. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
All right, 55 past the hour. The story of this Sikh man who had a turban on, and he took the turban off and used it to help save a drowning dog. You see these stories from time to time, Warren, of people who just, they don't think their reactions are such. They'll do most anything. This guy was driving his car, saw a group of men pointing toward a canal, and then he realized what was going on. He said he needed to make the animal's safety his priority, so he took off his turban, which is kind of a no-no for Sikhs. They wear it, and that's what their garb is supposed to be during the day when they're out. He worked with some of the bystanders, went down the canal bank. The dog wasn't comfortable, not coming, he said to him. He had to follow him around for a while before he was able to wrap his turban around his neck and pull him to safety. So, but you hear stories like this a lot, don't you, of people being selfless,
you know, saving
people
animals? There was a recent YouTube video of a man, I think it was took place in one of those Uzbekistan or something, where a man actually jumped off a really high bridge because there was a dog on the concrete on the bottom of the bridge, and there was no way for the dog to get out, so he took the dog, and just amazing stuff. But you know what? Whether you're religious or not, I just believe sometimes that whoever you believe in puts the right person at the right place at the right time. You hear these stories constantly about animals being saved, and people watching, very often you see those looky-loos, but always that one person that jumps in and does something.
Yeah. All right, you may have also paid attention to the fact the last dog, the last tracking dog that was used for September 11th was euthanized yesterday, a golden retriever that was 16 and a half, so it must have been like a year old when it was used for finding people and remains and that sort of thing as a result of September 11th.
You know, the dogs, first of all, having spent time there with the dogs at 9/11, I got to tell you that the bottom line is these dogs were absolutely amazing. And one of the things that's interesting to me is, remember now, the first responders, after the first day or two, realized the toxins coming out, so they were wearing masks. But what the job the dogs had, they couldn't wear masks, so they were kind of exposed to a lot of the stuff that was there. And even I was exposed to it, which actually was amazing. But the bottom line is, these dogs did amazing work. In fact, I just met a dog last week, Doug. Do you know the movie Max that was out recently?
Oh, great. Yeah, that's a great movie. I enjoyed that a lot.
Well, the dog that movie was based on is now a friend of mine. The dog's name is Saxon. It's a German Shepherd. He did two tours in Afghanistan. He was shot in the head the first tour and survived. The second tour, part of his ear was lost by an IED. And I just met him the other day when I was broadcasting down in San Pedro, and we became best friends. You'll hear me talking more about the dog, and I posted a photo on my Facebook. What an amazing dog. Now, this dog that survived two tours in Afghanistan, Doug, is now a pet therapy dog for other returning veterans. Just
very
an amazing
cool
story.
You,
and yeah, he was a dog that
about
was based on the movie.
Betsy's Law, the New Jersey law where a vet has to disclose if they have supervision in the hospital for pets overnight. I thought that was kind of an interesting Hello, here
you would think that would be common sense. Who would want to leave any member of their family at a hospital where there's not someone there giving 24-hour service in case there's an emergency or something? So it just makes common sense. It's amazing to me how common sense over the years now has to be made into law because people no longer have common sense.
Well, I think that goes across the board for everything. You have to have the government has to tell you how to thread your the needle when you're stitching something up, or how do you put your shoelace into your shoe? That kind of stupid stuff. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.